There it is, Steve Winwood, Valerie, starting us off on Monday, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Morning to you. 8 minutes past six on this Monday, 10th of August.
Ah, oh, good morning. How are you, boss?
What is the story? That was a decent old weekend now.
Well, it wasn't bad, though.
You have to say this.
It wasn't bad. Saturday was amazing.
It was Paddy from Cork is on, and he's looking for an apology. He's looking for an ugly mug. Because he maintains that we scoffed. Now, Paddy, I don't appreciate being roped into this, but he maintains we scoffed when he mentioned there was going to be an African heat flare.
Oh, did we scoff.
Excuse me, as my recollection is that yourself and Tara Duggan scoffed. I merely acted as a relayer of Paddy's information.
You were a scoffer, just like the two of us, if I remember rightly. We all had a good giggle at his heat flare.
The fact that it wasn't even a wave, it was a flare.
Yeah, I know.
It's a new one on
okay,
me.
Okay, Paddy, I'm still laughing at the African heat flare for being a thing. But yeah, it was great to have the weekend. It wasn't very sunny yesterday. Not where I was, anyway.
Yeah, I know, because I was actually in both.
It was a lovely day, though.
Dublin got an awful lot of kind of cloudiness.
Cloud, yeah.
So I drove from the Garden County.
Oh, yeah.
Where the sun was splitting the stones.
Where unicorns dance on open rainbows, eating wonderful nuggets that grow out of the ground.
And it was much sunnier in Wicklow. Yeah, yeah.
Ah, well then.
It was a bit overcast when I came to Dublin yesterday.
Right, yeah, because where I was yesterday now, there wasn't any sun really.
Loads of heat, though.
Oh, loads of heat. And Saturday was a belter.
Yeah.
Jeepers, yeah. I was nearly singing songs and all out the window of the house.
Steady on.
Yeah.
No need for that. Anyway, listen, hopefully you made the most of it, whatever you got up to over the course of the weekend, got a chance to enjoy a bit of the weather. Margaret's optimistic that today is going to be another belter of a day for her. I wouldn't hold your breath, Margaret.
I don't know about that, Margaret. You know what I mean?
The rainy, I think is.
And Paddy would have given us a good warning if there was another heat flare on the way. So we don't know. We can't help you. I'm not sure about that.
Absolutely. Listen, thanks for all of the WhatsApps. Let me see. The Lily White has been on. We're going to have to be careful with the Lily White now. Because obviously Kildare's in lockdown, isn't it?
Oh, that's
so
right.
We'll probably have to sanitise after reading out his WhatsApp, will we?
Isn't it mad? Today was the day that the lockdown was going to end. On the original plan.
Oh, right.
The 10th of August. This was the last
It was all going to be over.
It was all over.
Right.
But we said no.
Yes.
It'll take too long. And now here it is. And we rushed everything forward. And now we're delayed. And now we're delayed. But there you go. Yeah, but today was supposed to be the big day that we were supposed to finish.
Right, yeah. 10th of August.
Everything was
final
supposed
phase.
Over.
It was final all.
Final yeah. phase. All over. Go on out and do whatever you like. Yeah.
Also, Richie the trucker. Weekend too short for him. I know that feeling, Richie. Who else have we got? John on. I heard a song. No, I'm not playing that for you. It doesn't matter. Anyway, I'm Joni Messing, John. I'm sure it is. Brother Louie, he basically thought it was a, you know, Modern Talking, that song, Brother Louie. Brother Louie, Louie, Louie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He just thought it was a woman singing it.
All right.
Thanks for that, John.
That's the one. Yeah. How's it going over there with your little Louie?
That's the one.
That one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Northside Tony, looking forward to. Look, there's loads now. They're all. It's too much. And I didn't sleep that well last night.
I know,
so.
I can see it in your face. You're tired.
I'm tired.
Come in here and lie, have a lie down on the ground.
Ace of Base, all that she wants here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Almost 6:15 on this Monday.
Oh.
Sorry, just I've been distracted momentarily. I was about to get stuck into doing the birthdays and PJ distracted me with a bit of personal information there.
I'm savagely constipated.
That was the information.
Savagely so.
Savagely constipated.
Savagely. I feel like someone's after snuck a football into me bottom overnight and blew it up. It's awful.
And is there a particular reason why you're savagely constipated?
I wasn't eating very well over the last few days. Now, truth be told, you know.
Right.
Truth be told. And the only fluids I really had were red Kilkenny fizzies. So I need to...
And it's led to a bunging, has it?
Yeah. So I've got a blocked bottom. A blocked bum. It's like a blocked nose, but it's your bottom.
Will we call Dynarod or something?
I think that's not a bad idea. Yeah. Every time I stand up, I thought, jeepers, mate, is that the ab exercise kicking in from 3 months ago? I was thinking, is there no... It's not.
So is there a risk something might come on you suddenly?
I wouldn't. I thought so. I don't think anything sudden is going to happen.
Right, that's okay.
So you were saying I have to get some psyllium sawdust.
No, I'm just saying, you know, you might need a bit of extra fibre in you to move things along.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying you can get, you know, outside of normal food stuff, you can get this thing called psyllium husk.
You get that in the pharmacy, do you?
No, you get it in health food shops and all that.
Psyllium husk.
Yeah, you can get it in capsule form.
Right.
Or you can get it as a bag, and the bag looks like it's actually... It looks like they swept up you know, in a carpentry workshop.
Right,
it just looks like sawdust, and you mix it with water, apparently.
Psyllium husk, right?
Psyllium husk.
Jeez, be chocolate fountain after that, will you? I'd say.
Or else you could just get one of those, get a good dose of Andrews into you.
Do they still sell that?
I'd say so.
Do they still sell that? I'll have to Google
it. They sell it in those mini pot paint tins.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah, do you remember that?
Where you used to have to get a spoon to get the top off it.
Yeah.
Open it like a paint tin.
And me ma used to give me them just to say, like, oh, that's there's a fizzy drink. Oh, thanks a million.
Whoa!
Two hours later. You know, you start hearing the devil in your stomach. You're like, jeebus, what's going on there?
Brilliant. What a start to a Monday morning. Yeah. I'm
savagely constipated.
So, bear that in mind, ladies and gentlemen. It's not coming out of his bottom. It means he's going to be talking a lot of it.
Oh, yeah.
For the next few hours.
A man needs release.
It's got to come out somewhere. It comes out via PJ's mouth. Right, come here. The birthdays today, I think, are going to be good for you.
Good.
Starting with the one and only Roy Keane.
Roy Keane,
no
way.
Celebrating his birthday today.
Ah, fantastic. What a man.
What a man. Turned into a cracking pundit as well. You don't get pundits as angry as him.
I love it. It's back to an old school style of pundit where you are allowed to say things that,
yeah,
you know,
like that you wouldn't even take your goalkeeper home. You just leave him there.
I'd be throwing punches. Remember that? Throwing punches. Make him walk home.
Yeah.
Make him walk home.
I wouldn't let him on the bus.
Wouldn't let him on the bus. And Patrice Everett, like, slagging him. Ah, man, it was brilliant. That's the way you want it to be. But those are the... when you can just get so passionate that all is forgiven.
Yeah.
Like, even at the end of that exact show, Patrice Everett goes, so would you let him on the bus now? He goes, oh, yeah, okay, I can lift home. Oh, yeah, okay.
Man, pay for his taxi.
I can lift home, but I wouldn't, like, talk to him or anything.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. And, of course, mind you, of course, he's going to be a figure of hate for a lot of people. There's still a lot of people. That, you know...
The Civil War.
The Civil War
the
that happened.
The Saipan Civil War, yeah.
Yeah, will remain deep in a lot of people.
I think it's safe to say.
Depending on which side you fell on.
And we have a divide here in the office. You and me are safe to say we were both Roy Keane.
Yeah,
camp,
very much so. What other idiots?
Mike!
No!
Mike was on the other side. Mike was a McCarthyite, yeah?
Not at all.
He was. Mike was a McCarthyite at the time, yeah?
He's guilty of McCarthyism.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, he is.
Unbelievable.
Just remember he told us the story.
Him a journalist.
Yeah, him a journalist, yeah. And he's a McCarthyite. Yeah. He got into this taxi with a... do you remember when he got a taxi driver back in the day? He was always telling us, and he started saying, your man Roy Keane, what? Leaving the country and all. Taxi man stopped the car and goes, get out. I don't need your business. He goes, get out. Get out and walk.
Oh, it's so bad, of course.
Yeah, throw me over taxi for saying it.
It was a horrific time.
But I got to say that Roy Keane is now about 53.
49.
Oh, fat.
Not
life.
Quite into 50s yet.
Jeepers, I'm so... oh,
49. Wasn't he being licked? Steady on. That'll be a headline now in one of the dodgy tabloids.
Yeah.
And McCabe outs Roy Keane as being licked.
Yeah, licker.
No, but wasn't he being linked to some mad international job?
That's right, yeah.
Some,
who
like,
was it for?
Strange country.
Oh, who was that with?
Was it in the Far East or somewhere?
It was like in Azerbaijan.
Or something like that, yeah.
I think it might have been Azerbaijan, actually.
Could have been. Yeah. Anyway, 49 years. Right, what about... Antonio Banderas.
Ah, Mr. Banderas.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Mr. Puss in Boots himself.
That's who he is, isn't he? Puss in Boots. And he was one of them that apparently his name was bubbling around in the whole Me Too thing.
Oh, really?
But it turns out he's not a touchy-feely sex pest or anything. Apparently he's just horrible to everybody.
Oh, really? Is he nasty?
Apparently he's got a real smell of himself. That's the rumour, anyway.
Fancies himself being someone.
Yeah, a real smell of himself. And, like, you know, isn't very nice to people and all that. And apparently...
who else you would... Russell Crowe-esque. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, exactly. Russell Crowe, who's famously just a knob to so many people. I think, apparently, like, he's not too far behind Russell Crowe on the old...
Apparently, Antonio Banderas owns 50% of a winery.
Wow.
In Spain. And it's called Anta Banderas.
Of course it is.
Yeah, so that's a sign you have of smelling yourself.
It is.
Like, you wouldn't call it, whatever, something about the region or the... you know, or the...
oh, yeah, you think...
Castle de la Rosaria or whatever.
Yeah.
But what do you call it? He has to be... no, I want it called Banderas.
Well, that's the thing. If you're going to release a wine, you think, right, what? You want it to signify something that's absolutely wonderful, beautiful. What's the most amazing thing I can think of? in the world.
I know, it's me.
Oh my God, look at me in the mirror. I swear to God. Okay, I'm going to give the wine a compliment. I'm going to name it after me. I got to say, he's a bit older now.
No,
he's...
sorry, actually, before you guess, I've got to give you this. It's a significant birthday.
Oh, that's 70.
No, 60.
Oh, jeez.
Why would you say he was 70, man?
Well, I saw his head there a while ago. I thought he looked a bit made of leather. I thought.
Do you think so? I think the ladies love a bit of Banderas.
Well, they do, especially if he's in the 70s. Fart to bed. I'm
60 he is. You go back on track with this. Because you're big in your boxing. Riddick Bowe.
Riddick Bowe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to confess, right? I always thought Riddick Bowe was a makey-up name played by Triple X.
You did?
I thought Riddick Bowe was a movie name or something. And it was your man, the bald lad.
It does have that about it.
Vin Diesel. I thought Vin Diesel had a character called Riddick Bowe.
You thought, yeah. In fairness, Riddick Bowe was a great name for...
But it's actually a genuine boxer. And he was a heavyweight champ, like.
Yeah, I know. Proper, like, it was just, I suppose, he was a heavyweight champ in that middle era, wasn't he? When there wasn't, like...
Great champions.
It wasn't great champions. Right. Not like boxing's darkest hour, really.
Well, it was when you consider that, like, in the style of true heavyweight boxing champions, he once kidnapped his own wife and children and ended up serving 18 months in jail for
it. You see, there you go. You know, like, yeah, fairness. I think he's in his 50s anyway. I'd say he's about 55.
Oh, 53.
Right.
53. And then the last one is a bit of your kind of curveball for you. But she's from the Kardashians. Kylie Jenner, who I think is the youngest one.
Oh, is she? The Pepsi one? Is she the Pepsi one?
I think so.
Right.
I think she's the youngest one because basically she earns all her money by basically putting photographs of herself on Instagram with various products.
Is she the one they said is the first self-made woman billionaire? That's, all this nonsense.
I think so.
Right.
I think so.
And they're like, self-made, she worked so hard to get that position in life.
Yeah, self-made is not a phrase to be associated with
a Jenner.
With the Kardashians.
It's not. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Like, if you're... It's grand. Okay, my business made XX amount and all I did was start with $1 billion from my dad.
Yeah,
okay, grand.
It's like that great story. There's a great story about some really old actor, like, long since dead, W.C. Fields or something mad like that.
Yeah.
And it's that... I think it was in one of his movies and it was like, you know, a petrol pump guy is putting petrol in his car and he goes, you know, son, when... I arrived in this town with just one suitcase, you know, and now I own this town. And the man says to him, "What was in the suitcase?" $1 million.
Oh yeah.
Oh dear.
Oh God. Who are we talking about again?
Kylie Jenner.
I gotta say, she's like
still very young.
22.
Not bad. 23.
All right, okay.
23. Decent effort.
Oh, sorry for I was a bit distracted there. You can still get Andrews. I've just been googling McCabe's Pharmacy there.
Look it.
You can still get it.
We do what we can.
Yeah, look at that. Great for symptoms of old overindulgence. There you go.
That's you.
It's as if they had you in mind. They were thinking of Jim on the weekend and they says, that's exactly where we're going with this.
Excuse me, I'm not the one with the blocked bottom.
I know, that's very cheeky of me to say that. It should be called Gallagher's Hole.
Now you're up to date in the home of PJ and Jim, waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you kindly, John. 6:33, how are you, sir?
Very well, good morning.
Good weekend for you. Did you make the most of the big roundy sunny thing in the sky?
I certainly did, amid lockdown and everything going on now where I am, you know, down.
Oh, are you?
Of course, yeah.
Are you? Yeah. Oh my God, where's your bell? Why have you got a bell?
I know,
so we can hear you coming.
Yeah, the thoroughbred county is now, you know, the smelly whites and everything else.
Oh my God.
The smelly whites.
I didn't realise that we were taking our lives now. Our hands, PJ.
Don't go near that man.
Yes. Unbelievable.
Leprosy.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. So what's it like then?
I was in Maynooth on Saturday evening around 5:30. Glorious, beautiful summer's evening. The place was hopping. There was people hanging out with pints, swinging out of it, having French cuisine.
So they're suffering.
The mean streets. Yeah, not really. Oh. No. Anything but. I think there's a certain amount of, you know... We're not.
Do you know something?
We're not.
It sounds like they're treating it a bit like when you get an unexpected day off school.
Yeah, we're not.
Hey!
We're not taking this lying down. Yeah, but The kids aren't taking it lying down. It's very strange. Yeah, it's
fantastic.
Well, yeah. So
it's
John sounds like he's. It's a delight to get out of the place, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah.
So I was never so happy to get up at 4:30 in the morning.
Well, so we expect some decent figures then during the week.
I have to say, fair play to you. John's arrival on the show seems to have coincided with the African flair.
Yeah.
He seems to be getting smacked out with them big heat, the hot, heaty wavy
things.
It's
amazing, isn't it?
Tell you something.
That's the thing,
bringing the heat, John Hart.
What is it about the weather? You know, April, May, June, glorious. Then it was absolutely manky once they lift all of the restrictions. And now, once again, we have a bit of a localised lockdown down the road there in beautiful Kildare. And
out comes the sun.
Out comes the sun and paddling pools and everything. And what a happy world we live in this beautiful Monday morning.
Fantastic. I believe it didn't impose on the horses at all.
Not at all.
Curragh was in full
in
swing.
Until the thoroughbreds out, you know. Galloping gallantly.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, Phil Oakey, Giorgio Moroder together in Electric Dreams. Jennifer Lopez, Waiting for Tonight, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 17 minutes to 7. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Hopefully you're coming off the back of a cracking weekend. Certainly weather-wise, it was pretty good, I think, just about everywhere around the country. Not fantastic today.
No.
Warm and sticky, I was just saying to PJ. It's the first... PJ complains about this regularly coming from his little box, his little private box.
Oh, it's so hot.
But I have to say, today, even in the big studio where the big boys play,
it's even hot in there.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you, it gets to you, doesn't it? And when then you be all, it's very good. You get so sweaty then. Then when you get into your own car, you have to put your cold wet back into the car now.
Over my cold wet back. On the other subject of PJ today has declared very early doors just to make sure that everybody. One of these, you know, PJ's not a man to ever. To ever hold on to anything, although in this case, ironically, that's exactly what he's doing. But normally, like if something happens to PJ, you know about it. He does like to share, give an insight into his personal life. And today, he told us that his expression was savagely constipated.
Savagely constipated, Jim. I'm sorry to. I think everybody needs to know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's unbelievable. It's like I've got a.
I don't know that everybody needs. To know, necessarily.
We'll have to agree to disagree, unfortunately. I think you need to know that it feels like somebody has emptied a wheelbarrow full of soil into my bottom and it's just sitting there.
Right.
It's awful.
Great.
Like a football has been inflated inside me.
So he has a blocked bottom.
It's very uncomfortable.
I'm sure the nation in general is pretty, you know.
It's very uncomfortable.
Thank God. I mean, like, you know, obviously people are concerned about lots of stuff going on at the moment. But,
I think
your blocked bottom has jumped straight to the top of the news agenda.
Can I be honest with you and say I'm very disappointed John didn't have it in the bulletin at 6:30? Well, he knew. It's not like he didn't know the story. I've been harping on about it since I came in here.
Well,
so,
listen,
and he knew.
The nation has come together and it appears to be that obviously we've discussed Andrews, which you've established is still available.
It's still available. It's not in the little tin anymore.
It's a shame it's not in the little paint tin.
Oh, yeah. It comes in a plastic bouquet.
Yeah, so some of the other suggestions, a couple of people have gone for prune juice.
Prune juice
apparently will move things along for you.
Prune juice, that's one of those juices you'd never buy unless you had a blocked bottom.
Yeah.
You'd never buy prune juice for a recreational thing. You'd never say, oh, amazing, I'm going to celebrate now with a glass of prune juice.
Would that be a fruit of choice for you?
No, I'm not into
it's kind
fruit.
Of a dessert fruit, isn't it? Yeah, people have it with custard and stuff, don't they?
In 1973, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
So that was a suggestion. And also, here's an interesting one. Somebody's on to say that Haribo sugar-free gummy bears would apparently clear you out.
Haribo sugar-free gummy bears?
Allegedly.
That's a bizarre but exciting way to treat a symptom for anything, isn't it?
Yeah.
Might have a go at that.
And Bose Ritchie has pointed out that for a long time he's been working with people who thought you were full of shit anyway. So.
Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah, thank you very much. And I've actually heard that myself. Just today is the first day it can be scientifically proved.
This is quite extraordinary. Quite extraordinary, that. Anyway, right, so there you go. So you got Haribo sugar-free gummy bears, prune juice, psyllium husk, and Andrews.
Well,
my suggestion is you make a cocktail.
It's gonna be a cocktail, yeah.
Cocktail of all four of those things.
Wow.
And watch the fireworks unfurl.
Oh my God, it's going to be like the 4th of July, isn't it? I hope so.
Listen, we'll keep you posted, people. If there's any news, any updates, this will be like You can forget about your Sky 24-hour rolling news.
This is the one to ticker tape, yeah.
PJ Bottom Watch, live here on Classic Hits.
Oh my God, Bottom Incredible. Watch. That bottom sounds watch. Like such a terrible thing. That sounds like...
apparently the whole gummy thing is or jelly thing or whatever.
Really?
Somebody's saying Aldi soft jellies or gums.
I would have thought jellies would make everything worse. They're so like chewy and all and tacky and everything. I would have imagined.
You know what means? It must be the sugar. Although if the other ones
sugar
are sugar free,
they're saying yeah.
Yeah, but if I mean, yeah, it's interesting that.
I'm not getting it. I'm not understanding this.
Anyway, should we see? We'll keep you posted. I know you don't want to be posted. I know you don't need any information about the movements.
Excuse me.
Of PJ's nether regions. But unfortunately, knowing this show, you'll be regularly updated.
I tell you, I'm a man in my mid-40s. I can't be too careful. So if I feel, they say, lads, talk to each other. They're always saying it.
Yeah.
My bum is blocked, lads, and I'm expecting some love and care from you all.
Right. Now, somehow, in among that sort of life-changing news, we are going to try and bring you what was meant to be on the show today, which is Double Money Monday on the Hitbit, which is a whole heap of cash. It's €3,100 or something.
Is it? Yeah, 1 second, I'll tell you exactly. £3,100, yeah.
Nice.
Deadly, yeah, there you go. So loads of money on the Double Money Monday today.
People are appealing to have a go at us. Yeah. We've even had Alan and Finglas on.
It's getting serious.
Appealing to me as a fellow Finglas man.
Look at that, trying to sneak in the back door.
Wants me to actually make representations to Michael.
Trying to sneak in the back door. We already said the back door is blocked. You have to do this honestly. So yeah, but it's a cracking load
of
money.
It's like when people are trying to get planning and they get their TD to make representations on their behalf.
It is, isn't
That's
it?
What's happening now. People are appealing. Jim, look, come on, as a fellow Finglas man, please ask Mike to get me on, will you?
Yeah, and while you're at it, sort out the speed bumps up on the road or something.
That's happening. That's on the way in about an hour's time. That's a biggie. Fresh week on the breakfast table quiz. I think we may be back in the exclusive merchandise arena in terms of the prize.
We got more hoodies.
I think so.
Deadly buzz.
Pretty impressive. And, of course, today is the start of the Great Escape, an opportunity for you to win yourself a fantastic holiday to Malta that you can look forward to. You can take it next year when, hopefully, we have all of this ridiculousness under control and sorted.
To some degree,
and
yeah.
All that
so
sort
hopefully
of stuff.
We'll be able to. But it's your holiday to look forward to.
Exactly.
Next year.
And we're going to kick it off today. PJ and myself are going to give you the song that you need to listen for at 8 o'clock this morning. 8 o'clock, we'll announce it. And at some stage in the course of the day, one of the guys will play it. And that will be your opportunity to get in to win this incredible Great Escape to Malta. As I say, something to look forward to in 2021. So that's
indeed,
all ahead of us. And, of course, regular updates on Bottom Watch.
Yeah, we need a jingle for it. Bottom Watch. Well, that sounds ridiculous. What am I doing, Jim? What am I doing? I tell you, all these people who said I had my brains, turns out they might be right because now it's blocked. I can't think straight at all.
Elton John, I'm still standing here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 7:30 past seven on this Monday, 10th of August. Good to have you with us, folks. Double Money Monday, of course. Before 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to play for that €3,100 yours to take away if you can tell us the song that our little clip comes from. ClassicHits.ie, always a good place to start. And if you can convince Mike to get you on 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you want to play, as I say, on the way in about 40 minutes time thereabouts. In the meantime, though,
yeah.
If you're somebody who, as a result of everything that's going on, has been working from home for a long time, they're saying there's all sorts of things associated with that, you know what I mean? There's kind of like, just, you know, lack of interaction with fellow colleagues and
all
stuff
of
like that.
All that sort of crack. It's amazing because what started at the beginning of lockdown was we had this attitude, didn't we? It was like dads, a lot of dads in particular, you know, because unfortunately, you know, the old gender balance still hasn't weighed itself up. So there was a lot of like, you know, just getting to spend more time with the kids and I don't have to commute anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm at home all the time now and I spend so much time trying to buy this house and to put money into the house and I'm never in it. And now they're all, get me the hell out of here. Get me the hell out of here. I want, just give me a break from these people that I live with, these miniature maniacs, terrorists telling the place apart. And now it's getting to the point where people, mothers and fathers, are missing the office so much that they're trying to recreate it at home, to the point that there's now dozens of websites and apps and everything that'll recreate the sound of an office in your ears when you're working from home.
So if you're lonely, if you're somebody who, say, maybe you live alone or whatever, yeah, you know what I mean, and as a result then you don't get to do the water cooler moments or the chats in the cafeteria or the any of that sort of stuff because you're working from home. The idea now is you can close your eyes and imagine yourself
as you as you think about your dreaded work day ahead. You can now put in the sounds of people bustling around, exactly like you said. All these websites popping up like soundofcolleagues.com and myworkmates.eu. It's mental. Like, how bad is your gaff that you'd do anything to be outside of it?
Yeah.
That's, especially in an office of all places.
Imagine your house filled with the sounds of... There you go, look. Oh, there he is, look. He's nipping out for a cigarette there. And look at you. That's him on Facebook over there.
Do you remember, like, years ago?
That's an example. That's office sounds.
That's office sound. That's it. People talking rubbish behind you.
Just general sort of... It's just like white noise, isn't it?
Yeah, they're saying you can get some, like, it's depending on the office, they can get them to suit your office, right?
Right.
So if you're in, like, a big office like that one...
That sounds like a big office.
Yeah, but you can get ones where you can, you know, download the more friendly atmosphere, smaller office where you might
just
even
the odd
have
laugh in the background.
The odd laugh and the occasional bark of an office dog.
They can get that there's the phone. Get the phone there.
It's not like, I don't know, I don't think there's anything less relaxing than that. Yeah. I would rather listen to the sound of a football riot. I'd feel more comfortable with it than to listen to the sounds of people working away, bustling in an office like that. How bad, honestly, has your gaff got to be that you would miss the actual sound? I understand missing the environment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And the other thing is, like, what happened to, you know, the old-fashioned things of, like, just having the old wallpaper of the radio on in the background? You know, or the
yeah,
or stick the telly on in the background or something.
And now it's going
to
get...
Mind you, to be honest with you, actually, like, it's a bit like, though, you know the way you can get entire television channels or YouTube channels devoted to the picture of a fire burning?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
or an aquarium
or something like that, yeah.
Yeah. So I suppose it takes all sorts.
It takes all
Why
sorts.
Why in the world, though, you'd want to sit in an office that normally you'd be going, I can't wait till 5 o'clock till I get out of this place and get home.
That's what they want to do. They want to sit at home listening to it going, can't wait till I can turn this off at 5 o'clock. You can turn it off anytime you like.
Yeah.
You're the one in control of it. I don't know. It's going to get to the point now. Here's what's going to happen. You know the way offices like our own now are so quiet because there's so many people working from home.
Yeah.
And it's going to get to the stage where we have people in offices who miss the hustle and bustle of an office, piping office sounds into an office so that it feels like the day is carrying on more normal. It's going to get like, what bizarre times we're living in. Like,
yeah.
What bizarre times we're living in.
Yeah, because normally people in the office, they complain about kind of, you know, not being able to, I don't know, not being able to make a phone call in private or whatever. Or you're, you know, you've got somebody in the background when you're trying to, when you're on a call.
Everyone does
and
that
some
here.
Buffoon is, well, normally we're the buffoons who are making too much noise.
Yeah,
that's
true,
the difference for us.
That's why everybody in here answers their phone and walks out to the front and stands on the road. Because it's actually less hassle for them out the side of the road with all the builders and all the roadworks going on than they is listening to us two gooping over.
And now they want to ship this in.
Ship that in, yeah.
So that'll be going on. But it'd be more realistic if there was, like, you know, if you were in the background going, Jim, my chair is at the falling down.
Jim, I'm very hot. Jim, I need you to help me out. I'm very hot. Jim, I've got...
And my bottom is bunged up
I've
now.
I've got savage constipation, Jim. That's the sound of a real office.
Yeah, now you know you've arrived.
Who ate my sandwiches? This is outrageous.
Did somebody put that back in the sink? With the dirty animals, they didn't even wash it.
Yeah, Derek's after microwaving his fish sandwich again. I'd kill him if I got a half a chance. I'd put his head through the wall. That's a real office. They're the sounds you want to hear.
Yeah, now you're talking. Guaranteed Irish from you too, even better than the real thing. Here at Classic Hits, it's 16 minutes past 7 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008 if you need to get in touch, particularly if you fancy having a go at the hit bid. It's on the way on a Double Money Monday, €3,100. Also, of course, regular updates on Bottom Watch.
Yeah, so we're keeping you posted.
Yeah. I know you don't want to be posted on it, but PJ has decided that the nation needs to know about his constipation.
Savage.
Savage, sorry, constipated.
Savagely constipated, unfortunately. Yeah, I'm going to have to, I don't know what to do with
it. So the Nation is still attempting to help out. Some of the suggestions that have come in, somebody says they can personally recommend Polo sugar-free mints.
Polo sugar-free mints, really? Yeah, I can get them, like, immediately.
Breda in Cork claims that all sugar-free things have some sort of inherent built-in laxative.
Really?
According to Breda.
Wow. Water, then.
The Lily White's been back on. He says 8 pints of Heineken tends to work for him.
I don't know. Now, I think, you know, to be honest with you, I think it's that sort of carry on that maybe got me into this mess in the first place.
Mint ice cream, according to Alan Mack.
I love the way they cure to overindulgence is now fizzy drinks and ice cream and jellies and stuff.
Yeah. Try Red Bull and dried dates.
Okay, I'm all right with the Red Bull. The dry dates sound atrocious. I'm not a fruit person. I've never understood fruit as a food, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, I don't understand. Any fruit that makes you...
You being super healthy and everything. Actually, do you know something?
Any fruit that makes you more hungry than you were when you started eating it.
Lot of fruit. I know, you know, that sort of detox type carry on. There's people have fruit days. And apparently part of the fruit day is all the natural sugar in the fruit.
Yeah.
Means that you do end up with a somewhat of a busy bottom towards the end of the day.
Of course you do.
So you could always try that. Embrace the fruit.
No, I'm not into the fruit. Definitely not into the fruit. And I don't want to go from one extreme to the other. That's the story of my life, Jim. Trying to avoid that.
Extremes.
In this case.
Anyway, as I say, we'll keep you posted on Bottom Watch. Right through the course of the morning.
Very important.
Is there any other show get away with that?
What do you mean even get away with it? This is a man, the men's health issue.
You're right, absolutely.
Not
so
even
you're
the
right.
Men's health. In fact, 100% of the people in the world have a bottom.
We should be getting a grant for this. Dealing with men's health.
So 100% of the people in the world have a bottom. How many people out there are block bottoms this morning? And
well,
who cares about it?
Exactly.
You try and bring it up, and what happens? People like you laugh at it as if it's something to be sniffed at, telling us to go fill ourselves up with ice cream.
Something I will never do is sniff at your bottom. That's 100% for sure, I tell you.
Bad choice of words on my part, granted.
Pure Shores from All Saints here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Thank you for that on this Monday, 10th of August, almost 23 minutes to 8 o'clock. Hitbit on the way. Final call. On the hit bit on a double money Monday, €3,100. Magic Mike standing by. If you haven't done so already, let him know that you want to play. 087-188-0008. You can check out all the previous guesses as usual and listen to it as often as you like on classichits.ie. Now, PJ Gallagher, I have a question for you. John Heavey, regular loyal listener to this show, has been on with a question. He sent me a WhatsApp saying, Jim, is PJ going to acknowledge...
What?
That Sean Connery is now officially the best Bond.
Oh, officially compared to who?
Because apparently, according
Democracy.
To John, now I don't know what this is about, but he says that a poll exists.
Yeah,
that says Sean Connery is the best Bond.
So what, are we acting like democracy is a good idea now because people have voted for it that way?
We're saying the wisdom of crowds, PJ.
Excuse me, I happen to listen to you. I tell you something as if I wasn't upset with coming in here with a clogged bottom and now you're going to start bringing this up. Here's how it worked, right?
Right.
Here's how the poll worked. So, over 14,000 so-called fans... got involved in this poll. They voted in the Radio Times. You know the Radio Times, they do these things.
Is that still on the go?
It's still on the go.
Wow.
Last year they did it was Young Offenders and Derry Girls came down to the comedies, Funniest Comedies released. Anyway,
so basically...
And Derry Girls won, so it shows how ludicrous these polls are. they did one for the James Bond. Who is the best James Bond? So round one started off with Sean Connery knocking out Daniel Craig with 56%
wow.
of the vote. That's the way that went.
Why did they put the two best Bonds head to head?
I don't know. I guess that's just the look of the draw.
So, I mean, it would have been a straight... It was obvious it was going to be a straight fight out between those two. They're obviously the two best Bonds.
Obviously not. I mean, you know yourself. And then Pierce Brosnan in round two, he knocked out George Lazenby's 24%.
Oh my God, that's a blooming... That was a walkover.
Yeah, that was a walkover, yeah. Then round three, the surprise, the shock, the horrendous bad result of the bunch was Roger Moore getting knocked out by Timothy Dalton. How in the name of God?
I tell you what that was. It was just because Timothy Dalton is an actor. That's probably what happened there.
Oh, I see what you're doing. I see the
You know what I mean?
Unbelievable. Roger Moore, the greatest face actor of all time. No one can doubt it. He is the most incredibly movable
gifted eyebrows
face.
In Hollywood.
He definitely did.
Oh my God. So your choice definitely for the best Bond ever was knocked out by Timothy Dalton.
Shows that
a man who most people don't even remember played James Bond.
Well, he universally known
in
as
fact,
the worst Bond.
Timothy Dalton himself. It has to be reminded he played James
yeah,
Bond.
He's like
and he was still better than Roger Moore.
Ah, you stop it. I'm devastated to see this because this unfortunately finalises a long running argument that's gone on between the two of us.
Yeah, that Roger Moore is the worst Bond.
And he's not the worst.
No, okay. I'll grant you.
Bond.
He's no George Lazenby.
Oh my God. And then Dalton ended up in second place because of this horrendous. Yeah, he did.
He's above Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, because he beat Roger Moore. He got into the next round, whereas Daniel Craig was knocked out by Connery in the first round.
That's bad.
So that it leaves him as the... It means Dalton in second place, 32%. Brosnan came up with 23%. It makes him the third.
Right.
And unfortunately, it's your man who never even tried acting in his life, even in all his movies. He just said, I'm just going to be me, and you're going to have to live with it. Doesn't matter what I do. I am a Spanish lord. I am a Russian admiral. I am an English agent. Well, make an effort then. Try doing the voice.
Oh, the
try
bitterness.
Something different.
The bitterness in there.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Although, to be honest with you now, I am disappointed. It sounded like it was a proper poll done well. But, I mean, there's not... Look, Daniel Craig's a great Bond.
Daniel Craig is a very good Bond.
Very good
yeah.
Bond.
Cranky with it, though. That's why I'd say a lot of people don't vote for him because, like me, you know what I mean? Anyone who's James Bond and they...
No, but I'll tell you what that is.
It.
That's like putting, you know... That's like, you know, Real Madrid and Barcelona going head-to-head in a competition.
It, yeah,
you know what I mean?
Is.
If they were kept apart, they would have made it to the final.
Yeah, true enough, yeah, you would imagine so. But he's never going to win in the final because Daniel Craig does have that element. People like me who will always vote against him.
Because you don't like
because
him.
Because he moans about having the best job in the world.
If it was a straight shootout between Sean Connery and Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig, yeah. Daniel Craig. At least
you didn't even. You said that's unbelievable. You ever had to slating the guy, and then you didn't even take a breath to choose him.
Because Sean Connery is the worst Bond. He doesn't even make an effort. He's just surprising. He doesn't read out his shopping list. But
you're so bitter. You're so bitter.
I know I am. I know I am.
Yeah, I mean, more tea, anyone?
I'm telling you, Craig complains about the job and doesn't like it. You took the job and you won't do it.
Classic hits. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit! The Hit Bit is worth €3,100 this morning. Loads of money, so it is. It's really getting into the serious level now. People are going mad trying to get their hands on it. And it sounds like this. And that means we're going to play. So the first person to play this morning, just as I move the name off it, Colette. It's Colette. Hey, Colette.
Hi, PJ. Good morning. How are you?
All right, yeah. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was good. I've nothing outrageous, but it was good.
Yeah. Did you see any of the sunshine?
What?
Did you see any of the sunshine?
I did a little bit, but I kind of stay out of it, you know. I'm a redhead.
Oh, right, John.
Right, okay, yeah. The good old Irish skin, Colette. It's a great thing, isn't it?
I'm like a vampire avoiding the sun.
Right, fantastic. So, Colette, we'd love to give you some money here. €3,100. What do you think?
I think it's Bryan Adams coming back to you.
Okay, do you know, we've had quite a few people guessing different Bryan Adams songs.
Yeah,
for some
it sounds
reason.
A bit like the Groover, does it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Right, there's only one man who knows, Colette. First time this morning,
Mike.
We get to
Mind
say
Mike.
Morning
Mike.
To Magic Mike.
Good morning, how are you, Claire? Are you well? Colette, I mean, how are you?
Good start. Good start.
Good start.
I'm
good start.
I'm in Claire, but I am Colette, yeah.
Right, okay, well, I've insulted you already, so let me insult you again. You're wrong. Back to you, Jim.
And I actually thought you had me blocked there for a while. I've been texting so much.
What? Sorry about that, Colette.
But the song is Back to You, isn't it?
Yeah.
Back to you, Jim.
Yeah.
Back to you, PJ.
That was his attempt at the poem.
Yeah. Did you not get it, or were you just dumbfounded?
I'm just dumbfounded. I'm just dumbfounded.
I have that effect on me.
Colette, listen, sorry about that. It's back to the drawing board for you, but thanks for playing. Have a good day.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Cheers, Colette. Bye-bye.
Right, so Karen is waiting. Hiya, Karen.
Karen!
Hello, Karen. Good morning, lads.
How are you, Karen? How's things?
It's great, thanks. How are you?
Oh, good. Where are you this morning?
I'm in Glasnevin.
Oh, good stuff, good stuff. Did you catch any of the sun over the weekend? You did?
I was looking out at it.
Yeah. Sheepers, no, he was too keen this
looking
week.
Looking out on
us. I was stuck in most of the weekend, but no, I had a good weekend.
That's
great.
A shame. Were you stuck in working or you just had to be indoors or whatever?
No, I was just indoors.
All right, fair enough.
In and out,
Cheaper, I tell
not
you.
Not doing too much.
Yeah, I suppose that's what we're all supposed to be doing, but yeah. You know what I mean? You struggle to stay in all the time. Anyway, Karen, we'd love to give you some money. What do you think?
I think it's Glenn Madeira's Nothing Is Going to Change My Love For You.
Oh my God.
I'm so glad you reminded me of that.
What a blast from the past that
absolute
was.
Absolute cheese ball of a song.
Sitting
great.
On the rock, looking out at the ocean.
Anyway, what do you reckon, Mike?
Right then, Karen. I mean, look, even though it's a rubbish guess, even though it's wrong, it doesn't mean it changes my love for you. Nothing's going to change.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Honestly.
Karen's cringing herself there now, Michael.
Anyway, sorry, Karen, about that. Have another go some other time.
I never thought I'd say it, but Mike, will you do the first joke again?
Oh, Karen, have a good day. Take care of yourself.
You
cheers.
Too, bye.
See you later. Oh my God,
lads, even though you're so harsh on me, nothing's going to change my love for you.
It sounds unreal. It's so funny to say. Some days they actually hurt, like physical pain.
How are you still constipated after those gags is beyond me.
I don't know, it just shows how bad I am.
Down Under, Men at Work here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. Thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for hanging us out.
Thank you for hanging us out. That's a really nice way to be greeting.
Oh, yeah, that's lovely. Thanks for hanging us out. Why don't? Thanks for letting us hang out with you, is what I meant to say. 11 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday. And we have to say a happy birthday. Rihanna O'Reilly is apparently 12 today. Happy 12th birthday. It's lots of love from Shamie. Have an absolutely fantastic day. Rihanna O'Reilly from Loughrea. Happy 12th birthday to you. Also, lots of people saying the Malta thing sounds absolutely fantastic.
Oh,
people went to Malta and had an amazing time.
Can I tell you my only fact I know about Malta?
Right.
It's that, you know, they've made the Robin Williams movie Popeye there in 1981.
That's right, and they still have Popeye's Village. I went to it.
And it's still, oh, did you?
Yeah.
No
so
way.
So they kept the set, basically, from the movie. And it's now a tourist attraction,
and
Popeye's Village.
And people get married there and everything.
Oh, I don't know about that. Now.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, the people get married to get all into it, and they go. I'd love to go to Popeye Village.
Yeah.
Please tell me it's as good as it sounds. It's probably.
It is. Pretty, yeah, absolutely.
It's
a really lovely kind of island. It's like there's lots of sort of lagoons and kind of, you know what I mean, coves and stuff like that. It looks fantastic.
How long's it been since you were in a lagoon, Jim?
Yeah.
I tell you, it feels like a lifetime ago that I lay down in the lagoon. And thought to myself, I'll be heading up to Popeye Village for a little bit of relaxation later on.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, those things, it does feel like it the whole lifetime since these holidays felt achievable almost in a way. You know how much we probably took them for granted before.
I was just going to say, the urge to go on holiday is overpowering. It's the usual story when somebody says you can't. The one thing you want to do is to do the very thing you're told you can't do.
I know you. Who says I can't? Well, the world says you can't. Well, we'll see about that.
Take that, world.
It's not a bad idea, though, which, to be fair, I'm just thinking about now, to book a holiday for, like, summer next year. Isn't a bad idea. Because I'm like that. I need something to look forward to.
Well, lots of people do that. I mean, one of the reasons I think that January traditionally is such a big year for, you know, travel agents and all that sort of stuff is because people need to have that light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
So they've gone through the Christmas thing expenditure-wise and then you're heading into January and February, which, as you know, are not the greatest uplifting months in the world. And you need the idea that, you know, like this vision in your head of what's to come when the summer comes round, you know?
Yeah, big time. And like you said, January 6 months long on its own.
Exactly.
Because it's 400 days in January, like. I don't know. I just don't know how they pull it off. Well, that's more than a year. But you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I'm exaggerating to the point of just trying to express how crappy those months can be.
So our holiday to Malta, our fantastic escape to Malta, of course, you can take it in 2021. That's the good news. You're not going to be kind of forced to take it at any time, kind of in the immediate future.
That'd be amazing.
Go to Malta.
Now. But I was going to wait till it was safe. Go now. Go now this weekend. You're not allowed to say no.
Right. What is it? Almost a quarter past eight. Just on bottom watch, no breaking news so far. Just to let you know, just to update people, in case you weren't with us first thing this morning, are literally one of the first things we got to say to the nation. Our opening remarks were overtaken by PJ declaring that you had what?
Savage constipation.
Yeah.
And I have to say, there's not been any movement nor change, but there has been a slight bit of wind. Don't worry, I'm isolated in a room on my own at the moment. So nobody has been affected by the wind.
Right.
But there has been a slight bit, which I see is a good sign for...
That is, well, actually, that is breaking, literally.
It's literally breaking news, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, breaking wind. So that's bottom watch.
Isn't that amazing?
The latest update is there has been breaking wind.
It's an awful thing. Oh, my God, just... When your whole body is kind of just refusing... This must be as close as I'll get to ever having children. You know, when you're trying to encourage... Something to happen, and it's just no. Oh, please, now come on, no.
Is that the conversation you're having with your bottom?
That's the conversation I'm having with my innards now. Right. Come on, now, come on, we can do this. Come on, no. Right, I'll give you something nice if you do it. I'll treat you. How about that? No. There I go. Right, now you're gonna have to eat your vegetables to get this to happen. Don't like vegetables.
Yeah.
This is the fight I'm having with my body.
Unbelievable. Anyway, look, we'll keep you updated if there's any developments. And thanks for all of the WhatsApps that came in with the various home remedies as to what could encourage PJ to move along.
It's gas as well,
so to speak.
The recommendations of remedies are priceless. Some people text in and say, try this, you know, the sawdust stuff you were talking about.
Yeah, psyllium husk.
And try some Andrews, try this. And then other people text in, like, you know, obviously from a different way of living their lives, say, packet of gummy bears and three cider, you'll be sorted.
Yeah, we've had all sorts.
Yeah, so I
literally.
I think I'll travel down the healthy road. I don't think really a bag of cider and gummy bears right now would be very appropriate.
Blondie Maria here at Classic Hits, 20 past 8. Another happy birthday, Trevor James. Just one today. Mum and Dad and Big Sister Georgia, they're all in the car, all heading to Tato Park.
Oh, amazing. I love Tato Park.
That'll be the business. Listen, Trevor James, happy first birthday to you, little man. Have a great day.
That's still one of the best days we had. You know that, what, doing Brilliant. This job was getting out to Tato Park that day. That was amazing.
Maybe that's what we should do to sort out your bottom issues, is get you on that roller coaster again.
Yeah, but I mean, it would work, but I don't think me or anybody else on the ride would be too happy about
it. Well, I was just going to say, we'd put you on your own, just in case.
I mean, is it not? I mean, the old cleanliness thing during the coronavirus is hard enough. Never mind having to spray down a roller coaster. After a half, we just used it to remedy himself of a physical situation.
Yeah,
right. I don't think so.
Also, I was just looking through something that that Magic Mike popped up as well, which was, and I was looking ahead to see whether or not we had any of these tunes lined up, but we don't. Apparently, there's a thing about the a song that can guarantee a second date.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was just, but we don't have any of them. I was just looking ahead for some of the music that we're about to play. And we don't have either good or the bad.
Do we not? No.
No, to be perfectly honest with you.
Stevie Wonder's the man when it comes to this, apparently.
Yeah, we've no Stevie Wonder.
No Stevie
Which
Wonder.
Which is unusual. We do play a lot of Stevie Wonder on this station.
I know, we do, yeah. Of course
I've just been looking ahead, and for some reason we don't have any Stevie Wonder lined up today.
Yeah, Beyonce up there as well.
Yeah, no,
she
none
has
of her.
The same effect. No.
No, Beyonce.
Lady Marmalade.
Don't have any Lady Marmalade.
Mind you, it is Marmalade. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah.
It is Marmalade. By the old girl, LaBelle, is that who sings that?
The original one, yeah. Like as in Patti LaBelle.
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah.
Well, what was she? Was she?
Great song.
Right, yeah. David Bowie's classic Space Oddity.
Apparently that's Pink one of the Floyd. Bad ones.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that has the opposite effect.
If I you've beg got a, your pardon.
If you've a bit of David Bowie going on, there's not a hope of you getting back out again.
So basically, if you're into good music, so Simon and Garfunkel, yeah, Pink Floyd, David Bowie, if you play them, that means you're unlikely to get a second date.
Apparently.
Yeah, so good music. So if you're, so play Tat, basically, is what people are saying. If you want to get a second date, play Tat. Try and take the focus off it. Completely.
Excuse me, Lady Marmalade. It really is Marmalade. By LaBelle is a great song.
I agree with you.
Okay, Stevie Wonder and Beyonce, I can take it or leave it.
Yeah, now Stevie Wonder, I have to say, I loved him until I saw him live. I was like, nobody's put any effort into this gig at all. Nobody's put any effort into this gig. I'll never forget it. I was like, you could see all the wires and all, the stage wasn't even dressed. He just walked up onto the stage. It was like he was bluffing, like he was letting on, he didn't know what was going on, he was.
Yeah.
And it was It was unreal. It was a real disappointment. Like, he was great and all, but when there's no fanfare and all the lights are just white and all.
Were you on a date at the time when you saw that gig?
No, I wasn't. No.
Right, okay.
No, I wasn't. So
no point in me asking whether you got a second one.
Well,
I mean, in fairness, if a Stevie Wonder song would get you a second date, what would an entire Stevie Wonder concert get you?
Should be flocking. You'd be like a human Tinder walking around, people swiping at you and everything. No bother to you. Yeah, but that's all. So I suppose Stevie Wonder music is pretty deadly. You know what I mean? He's pretty...
Well, he's legendary. Of course he is, yeah. I mean, I have to say, look, for me, Stevie Wonder is... There's two types of Stevie Wonder, right? There's like Superstition and, you know, Master Blaster and all that sort of... Brilliant, yeah. Absolutely fantastic. And then there's... I'm sorry, then there's I Just Called to Say I Love You, right? And
yeah.
That's...
You don't like that song?
Oh, it's shocking.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised at you, Jim.
I mean, I can't believe that the same man who produced something as good as Superstition could be responsible for I Just Called to Say I Love You.
Well, I'm surprised at you now. And I Just Called to Say I Love You is an absolute classic. That's a banger. If I got a lift home from a taxi driver and he played that, I'd say, here, listen, do you want to meet up again?
BG's, you win again. Appropriate song heading towards the breakfast table quiz. Nothing to beat on a Monday. Your score will be the score that everybody else tries to beat. And of course, again this week, a prize that money can't buy. Literally not available in any store. The exclusive PJ and Jim Classic Hits hoodie. And of course, that's a Classic Hits face covering as well. All could be yours. 087-188-0008. Let Magic Mike know if you fancy playing.
If you fancy playing. This is a great little story as well. Sometimes, you know, the British formality sometimes can be kind of annoying to look at, and then other times it comes out as being just a great bit of crack. And when they see when they sort of see the old fun in it themselves, they get a bit of fun out of it. And now Palmerston, a British Foreign Office employee, the chief mouser.
What's their name?
Palmerston.
Lord Palmerston, is it?
No, but he was named after a lord previously there. He's the chief mouser. He's been in the office since 2016, and he's being
retired. What's a mouser?
He's the cat. He's the cat of the Foreign Office. He was hired in 2016 to keep mice at bay and to catch and hunt mice.
Hired?
Hired, yes. Indeed, hired, yeah. And now in a letter addressed to Sir Simon Donald, the permanent undersecretary at the Foreign and Commonwealth Office, it's been posted that Palmerston's official, on his official Twitter account as well, by the way.
The cat has a Twitter account.
He absolutely does, yeah. And he has announced on his Twitter and through a very formal letter that he will now be retiring from the office after hunting mice, the most enjoyable job of his life over the last 4 years. Palmerston's named, he was named after the two-time Prime Minister Viscount Palmerston. That's how he got his name.
Right.
Yeah. Now, he made headlines before. It hasn't been a career that hasn't been without its ups and downs. He was famously shamed in the newspapers a couple of years ago.
Shamed?
Yeah.
Oh, great. So he really entered into the whole spirit of British politics.
He did, yeah. He got into the... He did get into a scandal. He had a quite very public fallout with the Prime Minister's cat, Larry. And they had a fight on the doorstep of 10 Downing Street in the middle of his career, which put his career in question, you know.
Wow,
the
Foreign Office were at odds with Downing Street.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Little Lord Palmerston and Larry, the Prime Minister's cat, had a proper full
literal cat fight.
In view of the public, it was very embarrassing for the office and for all those involved. And no apologies were made. It was just one of those things. It was kind of brushed under the carpet.
Yeah.
It's an unfortunate shadow on an otherwise perfect career.
Right.
I think it's fair to say. But in his former letter, it says, although I am ending my formal role here, I will always endeavour to be an ambassador for the UK and the new Foreign Commonwealth and Development Office. The letter goes on to read, but then the response, of course, from the Foreign Office says, we would like to say we thank him for his service, we will miss him powerfully, but we wish him a perfect retirement. So there you go, he's heading off to live in the countryside with an English family
and
who are going to look after him.
Does he get a pension and all?
Well, he's getting a big house. He's going to live in like a big manor in the countryside. So yeah, he's sorted.
Good
yeah.
Lord.
Well, all his expenses will be covered by the family.
Chief
he's going
Mouser.
To live. Chief Mouser, yeah. 4 years' work. Like a lot of people in politics, a ridiculous pension for a short time served, I would say.
That's true. That is literally, yeah.
You know?
Like being a TD here, you just do the one term and you're, you that's it.
And then the pension's incredible. And for all we know, he could be heading off to do another job and still collecting the pension.
I mean, the thing about it is, often they're picked up by the private service, aren't they? The private sector.
This is it, yeah.
You know, he could be going to consult on mousing in any number of large companies around the world.
He'll be,
might be like Bertie, might go on the after dinner speaker thing.
This is it, and he'll probably he'll head up some big cash charity now and make a killing there as well. Get a basket of kippers a week, and he won't say a word to anyone about the old pension. You can't trust politics. But for the time being, Mr. Palmerston, I wish you well.
Yeah, good old cat.
Yeah, no one cares about poor old Larry, and he was the one that came out the worst of the fight. Larry, if you're listening, we hear you.
He was the Prime Minister's cat.
Prime Minister's cat, Larry. Yeah, not a word about him. Yeah, he's the mouser for the Prime Minister. Apparently, there's not a lot
of. So, is there mousers in every department?
I don't know, to be honest with you. That's the question. This isn't a subject I thought I'd ever be so dispassionate about, I'm being honest with you. Here I am getting quite upset about poor Larry the cat. Truth be told, an hour ago, I never heard of him before.
Classic hits.
Breakfast table quiz.
It's time for the breakfast table quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the breakfast table quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
Yeah, and the prize this week, back by popular demand, it is another chance to get your hands on the highly exclusive Classic Hits PJ and Jim hoodie. And not only that, you can combine us, although on its own it's totally and absolutely glorious, but you can combine us with the Classic Hits face mask as well. You can walk around proudly covering your face with the Classic Hits logo. It's the thing of joy it is.
Oh, yes, it is. It's like we were saying yesterday, or last week, I beg your pardon, it was the bra knicker set of fashion when it comes to the pandemic fashion, so it is.
Now, the beauty of playing on a Monday, of course, is that you're not chasing any particular score. It's you that will set the standard for the week. So who's going to do that, PJ?
It is going to be Alan Graney in Galway who's going to have a go this morning. Hi, Alan.
Good morning, lads. How are things?
Oh, super duper. Alan, how was your weekend?
Busy. We're in the process of moving at the minute. So
wow.
Packing and a lot of painting and cleaning and all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
so
yeah.
are you moving kind of local, or is it a big move? Are you moving across the country? What are you up to?
We're staying local enough, but it's still a big move. We've four kids in the house, so there's six of us together.
Oh my God. Oh,
four
yeah.
kids. Blooming heck.
I think you should get a dig out from the Irish Army when you're
I
moving
think so,
house.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Because I think that should be officially declared a state of emergency.
Definitely, yeah.
And you should guess.
It is in this house, anyway.
Yeah. Oh, it's so stressful. Like, I'm moving out nearly killed me, and all I have is a bowl and a couple of knives and forks. Like.
Right, listen, Alan, the best of luck to you with this, right? Hopefully you'll get Cheers. To post a nice big high score for everybody else to chase for the rest of the week. 60 seconds to do it. Are you good to go?
Yep.
Right, very best of luck, man. Here we go.
What is the sixth month of the year?
June.
Which composer wrote Messiah, first performed in 1742?
Handel.
Yeah, what W is the fine network spun by a spider to capture its prey?
Web.
TV presenter Ulrika Johnson was born in what country?
Sweden.
The title of the 1967 James Bond film is You Only Live What?
Twice.
The plumage of the magpie is black and what other colour?
White.
In the scale that begins Do, Re, Mi, what note follows La?
T.
Yeah. What colour is associated with envy?
Green.
Which actress played the leading role in both The Sound of Music and Mary Poppins?
It's
Julie Andrews. Which instrument is larger, the violin or the viola?
Viola.
Frisian and Jersey are types of what?
House.
What is the last letter of the Greek alphabet?
Omega.
What J is a device used to lift a car?
Jack.
The Turkish flag is made up of two symbols, the moon and what? The star.
Oh,
the star. I tell you something, I think you've got a very good score anyway, Alan. You are flying.
Absolutely. I don't think you'll have any worries on that.
Well, God, I'll be happy.
You definitely do.
A score for the rest of Chase, and it certainly is. Look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Holy smoke. Alan, that's a serious score of a Monday now. You've got to have everybody hacking themselves now, thinking of it.
Yeah, now that is a score to chase. That really is. The Dirty Dozen straight off the bat. A score of 12. Listen, Alan, that was fantastic. You must be a bit of a secret quizzer, are you?
I like a bit of general knowledge.
Fair play to you. And bear in mind, 12, and we spent an age trying to work out Julie Andrews.
I know,
I had Julie Walters in my head, and I knew it wasn't her.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, there could have been a few more in there. It could have been a few more. Anyway, yeah. Listen, Alan, what a score. Well done, sir.
Cheers. Thanks, lad.
Very close to having two more items you need to move in your house.
Best of luck with it, Alan. Take care, man. Thanks for playing. Man.